Cybersecurity shot up the agenda in recent weeks in the Czech Republic after the highly publicized hacking of the Prime Minister's email and Twitter accounts by a group based in the United States. But if that's raised questions about the state's readiness to counter and combat cyber threats, the same questions hold true, perhaps even more so, for the private sector. Chris Johnston has the story.
A conference in Prague on Thursday examined how both key Czech national bodies and private companies are preparing to do battle with the threats to cybersecurity. And the message coming out of that and earlier sessions could be summed up as some progress, but a lot more needs to be done. The dangers were highlighted at the start of this year by the hacking of Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka's emails. That was embarrassing and has prompted a police investigation and steps from the National Cybersecurity Centre, the state body tasked with protecting key state infrastructures and services from attacks, to examine how it can better safeguard targets through so-called active defence. Details of that are not being revealed. At the government level, a law outlining the framework, responsibilities and strategy for cybersecurity, such as identifying key installations such as power stations and networks, emergency service and police from being disrupted and hacked, have been in place now for a year. The strategy documents had warned that police capabilities to deal with cybersecurity needed to be substantially bolstered. And there has been action. A major two-day exercise back in October, for example, simulated a hacking attack on a nuclear power plant. Cooperation agreements between the centre and NATO and with key countries which lead in cybersecurity, such as the US, South Korea, Israel and Estonia, have been forged, and Czech universities are also on board. But a lot of questions still seem to be posed. For one thing, the line between public and private, which is drawn by the Czech law on cybersecurity, are not quite so clear-cut on the ground. State companies often outsource part of their IT and cybersecurity responsibilities to private companies. Some may store key data in cloud systems that might be based abroad. And Czech companies, which have for the most part been immune from large-scale attacks so far, are, according to some experts, not that well prepared for what could be coming their way, as an increasing amount of key client and company data are amassed day-to-day. This is what Czech IT expert and member of the Czech Institute of Security Managers, Tomáš Flieder, had to say about the cybersecurity preparedness of Czech companies.
They are certainly not prepared very well, but the situation is improving. In some sectors, it's improving very rapidly. The problem is motivation, because the top management of the company has to be ready and has to consider cybersecurity as their main topic. Unfortunately, that is not often so.
Flieder warns as well that some companies, when faced with fulfilling their legal cybersecurity responsibilities, actually prefer to take a fine rather than do the work, because it comes out as a cheaper option in the short term.